praying for Christmas this year.
Fifth floor, lighting department. Christmas is so much about light. Candlelight, firelight, Christmas lights. And when I think of Christmas, especially the Christmases of my youth, about all I can see in my mind's eye is light. Bright, white, blinding light. I'm Jeff Hoyt. This is Hoytus Interruptus. You see, my dad was the anchor man on the evening news when I was a kid. This gave him special privileges with the station's film and video gear. So in the early 60s, well before digital camcorders, hell, it was nearly a decade before the invention of videotape, we had only 16mm film to document our Christmas mornings. And you can't shoot an interior on film without lights. At our house in northern Indiana, the scene around the Christmas tree on Christmas morning was like a working film set, without the craft table. My sisters and I would sit on the top step of the stairs, unable to see the tree from our vantage point, waiting for our cue to make our entrance. We'd watch the shadows shift on the wall of the stairway as Dad would adjust the lights to get them just right. It only heightened our sense of anticipation. If Christmas morning was worthy of these Hollywood-esque preparations, then surely the sea of presents beneath the tree must have been staggering. Finally, Dad would deliver the cue. And action! A stampede of 6 tiny feet would thunder down the steps, stopping halfway once we cleared the wall and could get an unobstructed, elevated view of the ocean of loot. Of course, having just gotten out of bed, our big reveal halfway up the stairs showed the three of us squinting and blinking as we shielded our eyes from the sudden frontal assault of professional-grade TV lighting that ringed the living room. The lights on the tree, suffering from a severe wattage inferiority complex, had essentially been rendered invisible. We'd tear into the Christmas bounty, every moment of which was fully documented by Dad over on camera one. About 10 minutes in, I was regretting my decision to wear flannel pajamas. The hot lights started taking their toll. My pace would slow as the sweat would come. If I'd known then what I know now, I could have called out, "Wardrobe, get me something in a soft cotton. I can't work like this." The year I remember most was the year Santa took my best Christmas pitch and blasted it out of the park. It was the Christmas morning that saw me take possession of my brand new Lionel Model C electric train set. Oh, it was already assembled when the camera started rolling. As I cleared the wall on the stairway to see the gifts below, the train on cue came puffing out from beneath the bridge of brightly wrapped gifts, pulling a coal car, 3 box cars, and a bright red caboose. I bounded down the stairs, Dad following me from right to left and then pulling back to take in the entire railroad motif as I arrived at the transformer to take control of both speed and direction. 35 years later, I pulled together the budget to film a remake of Jeff Gets a Train. It was called Jeff's Kid Gets a Train. People tell me they like the original better, but I was pretty proud of it. I'd tell you how you can find it, but I'm still negotiating with Netflix. That's Hoytus Interruptus. I'm Jeff Hoyt.